And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, robbing the rich and keeping the dough, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Heck, Tolo.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is Bart and the Brass. Only fair. You're listening to Sit A Bits and the Fireflies of February underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Bart and the Brats there, track called Only Fair, all the way from La Rochelle, France, which, if I remember, I may talk about later on in the show, probably will completely forget. Now, they've come via Dirty Water Records, as have some of the bands that we're playing this week, or rather, from a, I think it's Reprobate Media. It is Reprobate Media, who Dirty Water are involved in. And actually, two or three emails that had come through to my other account, to the one I normally get music through to. And I am sorry that I haven't played all of these sooner. You're going to get four or five of them this week anyway. You won't be let down. Bart and the Brats there, Snot Rock Stroke Punk, and this, I think it's an EP that this is off, and they've only done 300 vinyl. So if you like your vinyl and you like Bart and the Brats, if I were you, I'd go straight to their Bandcamp page, which is
bartandthebrats.bandcamp.com.
Bart and the Brats, all words, bartandthebrats.bandcamp.com. Tony Wong, Paulie B and the internet, Neil, it's only fair. We will play more from Bart and the Brats if we get more from Bart and the Brats, and I remember to check my emails. Pretty much how it works. If you've got a joke or poem for us, Tony, the best thing to do is to email paulieb@punkyradio.com. title your email Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. Praise the Lord, Tony, we've heard from Jeff. Let's hear his thing. So proud of that.
Excellent.
Jeff says, How many Alzheimer's patients does it take to screw in a light bulb?
Don't know.
To get to the other side. When I read it to start with, I thought, well, I'm not sure you could get two Alzheimer's patients in a light bulb to have a screw. And then I realised what he was talking about, because when we do it, we say change the light bulb, don't we?
Yes.
How many stones does it take to change the light bulb? Not saying, just hands across the ocean, you know, still friends, two nations separated by a common language. It's close enough. If you know any Alzheimer's patients that have ever screwed in a light bulb, photographic evidence or it never happened. Jeff, he also has a PS here. And this is a PS, Tony, from the vaults.
Oh.
Because I think he sent us this in a lot long ago. He says, PS, my grandmother reached 100 yesterday. That's the last time I get in the car with her when she's late for bingo. Sure, we had that a few weeks ago. If we didn't, he posted it as a Facebook joke.
Ah, right, okay. Right.
Might have done that, but I thought we'd had that a while ago. Anyway, Okay. Thank you, Jeff. Two more crackers. I'm afraid not as dark or stupendous as the offering. But still valid. Thank you, Jeff. Let's hear his thing again. So proud of that.
Excellent.
And if you think you can do as well as that, and you probably can, email paulieb@punkyradio.com. Right, here's another track from a band that we should have played a little while ago that came through to that other email address that I kind of forgot. I sort of... It's the one that the Cherry Red stuff comes through to.
Okay.
Keep that separate as well. But anyway, I am sorry. And Paul Manchester, if you are listening, well, I caught up eventually. This is Dr. Velvet, Tony. Rock and roll from Amsterdam. They got a new album out called New Breed. And this is the first track off it. There is a supporting video for this track. It's my favourite track on the album. And it's the first one. And that's quite unlike me. I normally find something a little bit further down that tickles my fancy. But this is just a great opening track to an album. What is Dr. Velvet's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Dr. Velvet.
Facebook.com/Dr. Velvet Music. DrVelvet Music. Making it poorly be Internet 1, Tony 1, and this is City Jungle. We'll be right back.
knife in my hand. While I'm trying to find my baby through these unknown lands. While I'm looking for a way in these darker skies, man, all I can see is these little red eyes. Oh, while the eyes get close, so I prepare for a fight, man. You gotta stay focused or you lose your life. There's tigers, spiders, and cobra snakes, but I kill them all if my baby's at stake.
Listening to DeZorro's Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with Bez this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Dr. Velvet, City Jungle, Rock and Roll from Amsterdam, right there. The Dutch know how to rock, Tony. That's fantastic. Rock and roll track as well. Find out more, facebook.com/ Dr. Velvet Music. Have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook,
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
What you got?
Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you're on Facebook, please go to the page, facebook.com/ Punky Radio. Like the page, leave a comment. Maybe you'd like to congratulate us on 1,000 shows, which is our next week's show. This being show 999, of course.
Oh, now so, you tell me it's 999. We're supposed to be doing a 999 special.
Wow. I thought it was 998 last week, you know.
Yeah, I know, but I don't listen to you at the time. I need information.
Oh, right, okay.
Oh, Vickers, is this show 999?
This is show 999, yeah.
Right, in that case, then we're fucking up show 1,000 because we're going to make it a 999 special. This is 999 part one.
we'll call it 999 plus one. So anyway, so you get your congratulatory posts in. Or, you know, wait till 1001. It's the way we work at the minute.
Like, look, this is part one of the 999 special. In the same way we did part one of the Halloween one, and we saved the big guns for the second one in terms of vampires and werewolves and all that, this is part one of the 999 special. Part two of the 999 special, which is not show 1000, will be part two of the 999 special. Will feature the band 999, which is always the plan.
It's always going to get so confusing. But yeah, there you go. So yeah, we've got two comments this week.
Brilliant.
On the old Facebook there. Timo got in touch.
Egg Tolo, Timo.
And he says, wrote Last Craft Bargain, Gilbert, Last Craft Bargain. Brilliant band name. And before you butcher it, translates to Load Strength Vehicle. I guess this is Red Lolly. Yeah, Yellow Lolly.
Oh, I see. Yeah, okay, yeah.
There you go. Last Craft Bargain.
Right.
Thanks, Timo. I don't know. Did we ask for that in German? I can't.
No, I think you were asking me to get involved then with your silence, and I had nothing.
No, I just wondered if you. thank you. I might go in touch.
I should think we probably did.
We must have done something, but we never remember previous weeks. But I don't, certainly.
Quite clearly, I don't.
I really don't. I might go in touch.
Egg Tolo, Iron Mike.
And again, this is on your page. He says, I couldn't find the post on the Punky page. Thanks for playing YT1300 or YT1PM. Hopefully, Tony can figure out the references for this one. Yeah, all right, Mike. All right. You might know more about Star Wars than me. And you might be more banned than me. And probably
Okay, yeah, you're probably better than me, actually, right? But thanks for the comment.
I did add a comment to that, didn't you?
You did. He says, I doubt it. Probably thinks there are a dozen bits of space toilet. Yeah, fair enough. It's fine.
That was my play on the word systems for systems. Oh, how clever am I? Not very. Can't remember last week.
No. But thanks, Mike.
We are looking forward to seeing you.
Yes.
Looking forward to seeing the band when you can't do the sumac.
Are they coming? I forgot about that.
Oh, you see, yeah, but now I don't think I'm here. I've just said I'm looking forward to seeing. You'll have to go to that. I think it's when I'm in Lisbon. I think it's around my birthday.
Oh, okay. Right.
What's becoming apparent here that Jeff's joke about outsiders was perhaps something we should have taken a bit more seriously.
We've been doing this 20 years next year. I think it's fine for us to start with forgetting certain things.
This is all trees when I was a little girl.
That's it for Facebook.
So that concludes
Facebook, tra la 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 la. Facebook, tra la 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 la.
I'll never tire that.
No.
Frankie Boyle. Although, quite frankly, if you've been listening to this shit for 20 years, you must be tired of it by now. Yeah. Two songs in a row, Tony. Stay tuned for Lone Creep, who, guess what? I meant to play last week. But we kick off with a band I like to call Diabligato, who are, of course, Diabligato. And I suppose you, with your North Midlands accent, would probably call them Diabligato, wouldn't you?
Diabligato.
You would call them Diabligato, wouldn't you?
Mm.
You wouldn't call Diabligato, despite your accent and your penchant for the flat vowel.
Oh, it may be Diabligato. I probably would say Diabligato, but I quite like putting the pause in.
Diabligato. It's just the way someone from the south of England would say it. It just sounds so terrible. They're a great band. It, of course, means devil cat, Tony.
Hmm.
Devil cat, doesn't it? Or
devil cake. It's one of the two, isn't it?
Well, you've gone for gatto. You've gone for gattocks there, Tony.
That's how I work.
The piss out of this band. They're a great band, and we love their name. It's just the way we say it sounds rubbish.
Okay,
they are an all sorts of rock and roll band from Boston, Massachusetts, and they've come via Rumbar Records. Hey, Tolu Malibu Lou, who sent me a lovely email this week saying thank you for everything you do. If he knew half the things I did, he wouldn't be thankful. Trust me. Anyway, they got a new album out called Snake Oil Salvation, Tony, and it is a cracker. What is Diabligato's?
Diabligato.
What's their Bandcamp page?
Diabligato.bandcamp.com.
Can't stop yourself.
Jack. No.
It is Diabligato.bandcamp.com. D-I-A-B-L-O-G-A-T-O. Diabligato.
Diabligato.
.bandcamp.com, making it Tony 2, probably being step 1, staging for Lone Creep. This is July 1969.
We'll be right back.
always looking.
Listening to Guitar Me of One underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Lone Creek, a track called I Don't Want to Behave. And you know what? Neither do I. Hardcore punk, still losing his keys in New Mexico. What is Lone Creep's Bandcamp page?
Lonecreep.bandcamp.com.
It is. LoneCreep.bandcamp.com, making it Tony 3 pulled in instead of 1. And Lone Creep has come via Damn It Records the other week. We seem to get our Lone Creepness from Damn It, but now Lone Creep, I know you listen to this show sometimes. I listen to your track about losing your keys and I want it. Please email paulieb@punkyradio.com an MP3 of that track. We want to play it on this show. It's fantastic. Not that this one wasn't as well. Anyway, Lone Creep, I Don't Want to Behave. As I say, neither do I. Me and Lone Creep between us, you know, we are growing old incredibly disgracefully. It has to be said.
True.
It has to be said. Now then, did you do anything last week, Tony?
I think it was fairly quiet, so a lot of work. Nothing, I don't know, it was a very boring week. And then today, band practice was the only thing I've really done that's not been work-related. So we had band practice today for the babies. We've got problems with the babies. We have drummer problems.
What problems you got now?
Well, our drummer's kind of joining.
He's five, isn't he?
That's him. He's joined another functions band. So we're going to struggle to gig next year unless we solve it by getting another drummer or something. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, so it's put us a little bit of on the back step because he only told us a couple of days ago, and we can do the gigs that we've got booked, but after that, I think we're going to struggle because he's basically joining a wedding band and they
gig. You have to ask Carl. He's got drums and he's got a band.
No, but he's always busy, Carl. I'd love Carl to do it. He'd be perfect.
Of course he would.
And that's probably why it wouldn't happen because, right. You know, I'm just not that lucky in life. Yeah. I don't ask him, Carl, for failure. I know. But hey ho. But hopefully we can solve it. But we just got. We don't just got good, but we're just kind of getting ourselves sorted.
Yeah. How annoying.
Yeah, no bands in it. But we'll
That's
see.
That's what Ringo. Because he's mind. A sticker.
That is true.
As you get Ringo in, he's there. Yeah. He's thankful, he smiles, he wobbles his head. He introduced the wobbly head to the Beatles, you know. He
sings a couple of his tunes himself as well.
He did a grand job at Yellow Submarine, and I happen to think Octopus's Garden is a very underrated track.
Fair enough. How was yours?
Well, I think I mentioned last week I was having an ongoing dispute with the council about my car being parked outside my road. So anyway, I finally found, because I got just after they said we're going to sort this out now, I got a letter from them which had clearly ignored the letter I sent to them about the first ticket I got, which doubled the fine from £35 to £70. That letter had an email address. Bad move, council, because then you got bombarded by my emails. They had no effect at all, because I then got another ticket on Wednesday and a further one on Friday. Right. Which was particularly pertinent, the one on Friday, because on Thursday afternoon I got an email from them, so they'd finally given me a permit.
Right.
Didn't make any difference there, just more tickets. So I spent most of the week challenging parking tickets. I did also have time to watch two seasons of a show I'd never heard of that escaped my attention first time around. It came out in 2010, called Pete vs. Life. Did you ever see it?
No.
It's fantastic. I absolutely loved it. I cannot describe it. It's basically a bloke's life that's being commented on, being commentated on by football commentators. As I say, it came out in 2010. I knew nothing about it at all. The bloke who wrote it is a bloke called Bert Tyler Moore, who I used to know quite well.
No.
And I still didn't know this show. Fantastic. Then I watched a film called Ufologist. Have you seen that?
No, I've seen it. It's popped up to suggest to me, but I've not seen
it. Like, it's a not quite as good detectorist. In the same way that detectorist is a load of metal detector blokes in the West Country somewhere, Ufologist is Cornish blokes looking for UFOs. And it's not bad. It's not brilliant, but it's all right. And it's got some great laughs in it as well.
Okay.
Pretty much what I did last week, except for obviously watched England take Greece to the cleaners on Thursday, and then just now I watched us take Ireland to the cleaners. Absolutely.
It was 5-0, wasn't it? Oh, yeah.
5-0. Yes, they went down to 10 men early in the second half, but it was their fault. It was their fault. It caused a penalty. The bloke got himself sent off. Kane scored. Bowen scored with his first touch. In the second half, we ran them ragged. They were brilliant in the first half, the Irish. They defended fantastically. They had, I think the population of Ireland is about 4 or 5 million. Right. And I think they had most of them behind the ball.
Right.
But in the second half, things opened up a bit. We ran them ragged. Absolutely brilliant. So a great end to the week, as it turns out, until in the morning when I probably find out I've got another parking ticket simply for having a valid permit. That's how Nottingham City Council works. Let's just say I'm still not paying a penny. They can fuck off.
Yep.
Right. We're going to go from the vaults now. And this is a track that we've never played before, but it is pertinent, what with the United States of America about to have a fabulous new leader that everyone's really looking forward to around the world. The Exploited, Tony, they earlier this year, Cherry Red reissued what I believe was their first two albums. This one has come from Troops of Tomorrow, and I think you'll like the lyrics. I think it's pertinent, Tony. It's pertinent. Seems to be my word this week, pertinent. I like pertinent, because if you shorten it, Tony, what do you get?
Pert.
Pert. Oh, pert. Pert's up there as one of those words that have become words you can't say anymore, like that other one. What's it called?
Moist.
Yeah, I knew you'd know it. Moist used to be fine, and now apparently it causes uproar, doesn't it? I'd like to put pert in with moist. If someone is both pert and moist, it's unlikely they'll ever knock on my door, but I can dream, can't I?
Same thing with pussy, really. It has no other meaning now. It's no longer cat. But anyway, I'm not saying they're all related. I'm seeing a connection here, but I'm not sure what it is.
Right. Not sure what Mrs. Slocum would say about that, but why are you being served? Isn't it going to get shown again? What is The Exploited's website, Tony?
TheExploited.com.
The-exploited.net or the-exploited.net. Put it in set 2, Tony 3, Hegtolo 2, Irish Rob, the 956th bass player in The Exploited, this managed to stay with him 20 years. This is USA. You're listening to Lounge Zotica 3000 underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job. A great job on the beds this week, Tony. It's a great job on the bods.
Yeah.
Anyway, thank you very much. That was The Exploited USA. Find out more, the-exploited.net. And I can recommend, they have got the equivalent of a best of out. And as an introduction to the band, it's absolutely fantastic. Right, have you got a gig for us?
I do.
That means it must be time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Hurt and moist.
Thanks for your gigs. If you have a gig for me, don't forget.
Do email me.
Tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know who's playing. Where are they playing? How much would it be to watch them play? Don't bother asking us. We've got drummer problems. So, you haven't emailed me. I'm not.
A frightening admission.
Yeah. I found one. You haven't emailed me. So, trying to find different venues. So, there's one in Sheffield this Friday. It's the 20th anniversary of the label Sister Nine, which I've not heard of. So they've got...
That's 20 years.
It's what, sorry?
It's only been 20 years, mate.
Yeah, that's true.
It's only been 20 years. We're a bit slow on the uptake, aren't we?
Yeah, exactly. So they've got, five bands playing: Deja Vega, Dolian, Bone Shake, Tout Angles, and Miss Divine.
Right.
It's £8 in advance, £10 on the door. It's at the Hallamshire Hotel, which sounds all fancy. I'm not sure if it is, but it's on West Street in Sheffield. If you're in Sheffield this Friday night, the 22nd, do check it out. Doors open at 7:30. Go and support there. That Sister Nine, not 69, but
that's close.
I know.
Those things being moist there.
More. Sister Nine. A recordings anniversary. Check out if you can. Sister9.com for more information. Thank you very much.
And if that wasn't enough, I've picked a gig in the world, yeah.
Bally Beach, picture gig in the world, yeah.
Yes!
So please, don't worry, Tony, we will sing your bit at the end of this bit.
Oh, okay.
I'm trying to do it all. I've nested. I'm trying to parenthesize myself, yeah. I parenthesize myself. This Saturday at the Duke's Arms in Burton Latimer.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
The McCurdy brothers are playing.
Oh.
I'm very excited about that. I saw them. Where did I see them? I saw them at Rough Trade in Nottingham summer before last. And then I think I've seen them again since. And my mate Steve seen them and he loves them. And he just said, "Will you come and do my pub?" And they went, "Yeah, all right." There's no advertising for it.
Oh.
They just, he hasn't advertised it. As far as I know, it is free entry. Don't know more than that. Couldn't find anything about it online. If you're in the Burton Latimer area and you fancy seeing not only the McCurdy brothers, but also me, I'll be there. Get on down to the Duke's Arms. It's on the High Street, Burton Latimer. Start time, night.
Right.
Won't be particularly late because we don't run particularly late. I imagine they'll be on about 8:30. Not absolutely sure there. So that concludes my bit for Bally Beach Picture Gig in the World. Yeah, let's hear the thing.
Bally Beach Picture Gig in the World. Yeah.
Yes.
Great jingle. Unlike some jingle machine. And that also concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide.
La 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 la. Yeah. Moist.
Nested.
Now two songs in a row here. Stay tuned for Satanic Togas and another date. But first, guess who? The McCurdy Brothers. What is the McCurdy Brothers Facebook page, Tony?
Facebook.com/ The McCurdy Brothers.
It is. Facebook.com/ THEMCCURDY Brothers. Make it Tony 4, put it in his net 2. This is a rocking two-piece all the way from Norwich, Tone. This is the McCurdy Brothers. This is Badger Stew.
Your feel.
Listening to Mollet Monster Mafia underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with Ben's this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Satanic Toga's track called 1998. Not as specific as Diablo Gatto, who gave us the month, July 1969, but nevertheless, 1998. Great song. They've come from Sydney, not safe for work, Tony.
Ah.
Also known as New South Wales. And they've come via the Italian record label, Goodbye Boozy, who are also responsible for selling us one or two of the other things through this week that came through via Reprobate Media that we know through Dirty Water Records. What I'm basically saying is, thanks again, Paul Manchester, for selling us that through Satanic Toga's there, 1998. What is Satanic Toga's Bandcamp page, Tony?
Satanictogas.bandcamp.com.
It is S-A-T-A-N-I-C, togas.bandcamp.com. Tony, by fully beating the internet too, and I do like their Bandcamp page. They describe their music as punk rock from Satan and his toga.
Oh.
I like that. They don't fuck about in Australia, do they? They just get it right first time. Well done, Satanic Togas. Are you doing anything this week?
I think it's relatively, nondescript. I've got work, obviously, and I've got alcohol practice Wednesday. Off that, no, nothing really. Start to think about getting the old guitar equipment set up again, so there might be some recordings coming up soon. Ooh. I'm getting back on it, but no, I can't think of much else. It's one of them. It is work heavy. It's one of them. What are you up to?
Well, I might be going out for a meal with my former lodger and her new husband on Friday. We haven't decided where yet, but it might be that Thai place, just which is just down the Lane from Tap and Tumbler, whose name I can never remember. It's there, it's great. Anyway,
okay.
Basement place. If you've never been to Oak, you should go sometime.
Absolutely
brilliant. Okay. Not too expensive either. You don't normally have to book, go straight in. Sadly, can't remember what the fuck it's called. But if you Google Tap and Tumbler and you look at it on a map, down a little side alley by it, you'll get the name of it. It's called Shiloh, maybe. I don't know. Anyway, all going right. There Friday. And then Saturday morning, I'm driving down to see my mum. I'm going to spend the day with my mum in Hertfordshire. Then I'll be driving up to Burton Latimer for, guess what, the McCurdy Brothers. Oh, yeah. And then I'll be back Sunday for Punky 999 Part 2.
Yes.
Which means we're also getting quite a backlog of music here, I am again. Which also means that we'll only be playing the very best tracks from what's been sent leading up to Christmas. And I think we're in for some brilliant shows.
Cool.
Shall we play another song?
Yeah, let's do that.
How about an Austin two-piece on their fifth LP via Reprobate Media, Tony?
Oh, cool, yeah.
I talk, of course, about the Ghost Wolves. A lot of two-pieces knocking about. I think it's because a lot of people just can't find bass players.
Probably, yeah.
And they're going, fuck it, it'll be a two-piece. Seems to be how it is working out, unless, of course, you are the band from Nottingham that became just electric bass and drums. What are they called again?
You Want Fox?
You Want Fox, of course. You Want Fox, yeah. In which case, they couldn't be bothered with a guitar player. We thought they would benefit from having a guitar player, namely you and Address. But actually, a lot of duos, I think, would benefit from bass player. But when they record, they normally have bass, and I think that's what you'll find here. What is the Ghost Wolves website?
TheGhostWolves.com.
It is the Ghost Wolves. It's Tony's thrashing. TheGhostWolves.com. Tony Six, probably been listening to it too. I'm starting to get in touch with my Irish side, Tony, after this thrashing. Anyway, this is the Ghost Wolves, Baby's First Knife. Listening to the Fusilies underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Ghost Wolves cracking track, Baby's First Knife. Find out more at theghostwolves.com. Have you got a twat?
I do.
Is it moist?
Always.
This is the thing.
It's a twat. It's a twat. It's a twat. It's a twat.
Dirty knees.
Dirty knees indeed.
What you got?
Thanks for your twat nominations. If you have a twat to nominate, please do. Especially for our 999 plus one special. Let me know your twats. Email me. Tony@punkyag.com. I want to know the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason for the nomination. All twats to you, thanks. We still haven't twatted Trump yet. It's amazing. It's how long we can go without it.
Oh, he's been quiet this week.
Yeah. Tim has been in touch.
Hello, Timo. Just before we get to Timo, I have to say Donald Trump's idea of assembling
his a crack team
is just fantastic, isn't it? He's going, right then, I'm going to get my mate on that. I'm going to get my mate on that. I'm going to get that anti-vax bloke in charge of health. It's unbelievable. Who's that bloke who don't like foreigners? Let's make him defence secretary.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Lovely, isn't it? Yeah. The child catcher and education, probably.
I think that's a wonderful idea. That would do so much for this country, Tony.
You're right, of course.
It sort out knife crime and the time it takes to watch Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. But anyway, hey Tolo Timo, sorry.
Hey Tolo Timo, he says, hey Tony, fully open for debating this, but feel there's a twat in there somewhere. I recently followed Paul's TV advice. The Outlaws was brilliant. Whilst The Cleaner was also funny.
I haven't seen The Cleaner.
I didn't like The Cleaner that much.
Didn't you?
No.
I'm not a particular fan of Greg Davis.
See, I do like Greg Davis generally, but I thought that was a bit... No, I don't know. Maybe I like his stand-up, but I don't really like his... I don't know. Anyway.
Right, yeah.
I had lots of flashback moments. Turns out it's almost a carbon copy of German TV series Der Tite Trainiger. Same company name, same plot, same jokes, fully disclosed in the credits as based on. Same happened a few years ago when I discovered the CBS had made a version of BBC's Comedy Ghosts. Excitement went away rather quickly when I discovered they just Americanized the characters and copied the story, essentially word by word.
Yeah, so I should think if Greg Davis was in German, it would probably be a lot funnier.
Probably.
Yeah.
So are TV companies copying successful formats instead of coming up with their own twist? Own twats? Am I a twat for consuming TV without cultural language or country borders? Is Paul a twat for sending me down this rabbit hole and causing this rant?
Dude, I'm just a twat. That's a given.
He says, love you both. We'll need the time and the dress for the 1,000th show party again, as I seem to have lost it.
Yeah.
Well, we're
it won't be when it should be.
It definitely won't be. We're just going to keep adding one on.
Yeah. Yeah, it'll be show 999 plus 50. Hold on.
Well, yeah, I don't know about this. I mean, I don't know.
An absolute twatage. I can only think of one example of a remake being regarded as being better, and that was The Office.
The Office US, yeah. That's the only thing I could think
of. That's only because it kept going longer, but I do think The Office should be as it is, those classic two series things.
And done, yeah.
Yeah, and done.
There was a US Red Dwarf that was
also the US Shameless. Have you watched that?
I haven't. No,
I couldn't get into that at all.
No, Red Dwarf was tried space. Remember that? I don't think you could even watch it. It was that bad. I think generally speaking, it is a bad idea. And that Greg Davison does make sense because was
also
odd.
Also, as a rule, with films, with the movies, often they are maybe Japanese, Oriental, or the European art, and then there's a Hollywood blockbuster on the back of it that normally goes a bit wrong and isn't as good. And the one that springs to mind that I've seen relatively recently, The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
Yes.
When they did exactly the same film but just spent £6 million on the fucking credits.
they were nice credits though.
And, they were incredible credits.
Was it
the same?
Oh, it was the Led Zeppelin song, wasn't it? Immigrant song, wasn't it? I think.
I just remember those incredible credits. Oh, this is going to be flashy, and then it's the same film. Yeah. And also, I'm sorry, but The Wicker Man.
I never watched it.
Oh man, you've got to see it.
But with Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, you've got to see it. It's Cage at his best. It is scene chewing best. But I'm afraid the film itself is seven sacks of awful. It really, really is. So yeah, I'm with him. Timo.
I can't think of it. Apart from the remakes we've talked about, I can't think of any. And only bad examples. There's loads of them. I remember Death at a Funeral was one as well. That was remade. It was a good comedy, and then they remade it as anyway. Doesn't matter. They're all generally bad. So I'm with you. TV companies around the world for copying successful formats instead of coming up with their own
is a twat. And now I'd like to do that again in an American accent and see if it's as good.
Hang on a minute. Corn dog.
I want me a corn dog.
So, our American TV companies cut. No. So,
corn dog.
Hang on.
Corn dog.
That's it. Got it. So, TV companies from around the world copy a successful format that have come out of their goddamn own. Is a twat.
Twat. Can't even say that right, can they? Is a twat.
Twat.
Right. Let's hear the thing again.
Is a twat. Is a twat. Is a twat. Is a twat.
Shiny elbows. One last track this week, Toe. Beef.
Yes, cool.
Right, Beef are a Cincinnati garage synth punk powerhouse. They got a new album out right now, and I've put down GB there, and I can't remember why. It doesn't stand for Great Britain. It might be the name of the album.
Oh, right, okay.
But it isn't the name of the album, but I've put GB down for no apparent reason. Best thing to do is get their Beef's Bandcamp page, which is
beef.bandcamp.com.
It is Beef! Bandcamp. Their name should be in capitals. Beef.bandcamp.com. Tony Seven, poorly being internet too. I got to find out. That's about the size of it for this week. That was Beef. I got to find out. And just before that, you heard Quattro Tonaggio, the man of a thousand voices. I can't believe it. Joel's an American accent. That's incredible. You normally stop a pirate. That was brilliant. Maybe you could mention one or two ways people can listen to this show.
Yep, don't forget, visit our website, punkyradio.com. Latest shows on the front page. Do check it out if you can. You can find us on various stations like padunkyradio.com, radioandrew.se, and radiofolkson.com. If you're down with the Fi, you can find us on the Spotify. App in the podcast section. Also, Amazon Music, in their podcast thing. Got yourself one of them Alexa devices. You can get the Punky Radio skill for Alexa. Go to the skill store, search Punky Radio, and download it. It's free. Thanks to Poco, as always, for that one. And yeah, ask Alexa what she can get us for our 999 plus one special.
Yeah. Well, that's about it. I might see one or two of you down there in Burton Latimer on Saturday night watching the McCurdy Brothers. You never know. I'm so impressed with you this week, Tony. Yourself. Say goodbye, Quattro.
Goodbye, Quattro.
Apoo.